Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 20th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yesterday's sermon was a hard one, and today's could be also. Daniel considered the sins of Israel, for which they were rightly being punished. Today we have something of the opposite. We have workers who think that they are being punished because they have done too well. But this parable is a story of grace. The warning is that we dare not begrudge his generosity, or in the Lord's own idiom, that we not give God an evil eye because of his goodness. But don't you see, that means that today's parable and sermon are all about your Lord's goodness. God's good reign is like this. He calls you to work in his vineyard. The people in the story were idle. They have no place, no prospects. They have only what is their own. But now, by the master's invitation, they are brought into his vineyard, even into his house. What was the pitch the master gave? "Go into my vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give to you." How rare. How rare to have someone promise that they'll do right by you and then have them follow through on that. But that is your Lord's way. His kingdom is not just a coin. It's not just a day's work and pay, but it is a livelihood. It is a place, a kinship, security. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Dear saints, then, do not work for the denarius. Work for what is right. Those first workers insisted on a contract, a denarius for the day. This wasn't the Lord's offer. It's what they asked for. It's their terms. They didn't want to get cheated. We'll see their opinion then of the master. Maybe they looked like they were the hardest workers, the best workers even. But when they got exactly what they agreed for, what they asked for, they became angry. And they go away with it unsatisfied. Truly, there is no better offer than your Lord's free, undeserved kindness. His grace in Christ Jesus. Whatever is right, I will give to you. The workers who stay, however late they arrived, they trusted that promise. This is a parable about working. And the Lord's call to be a Christian is a call to much work, of course. But the arrangement here is not a system of merit or of earning. His is a reign of grace. Our work does not create, it does not complete, it does not preserve a place for us in His vineyard. Indeed, those who believe that they are earning their place with this master will be the ones who are sent away in the end with nothing but what is their own. They despise the master, they despise their fellow workers too. They despise the Lord and His way. They despise grace. The grace of our master, His goodness, what is right, God gives to you out of His own generosity at His own expense. The Father gives His own Son to pay our debt, to purchase us a place in His kingdom. He bestows this on you not in return for your work, but freely. He just calls and He promises to give you what is right. Well, what is right is that the Lord justify you, that He set right what you have done wrong, that He bring us into His vineyard. Work not for the denarius, but work for what is right. God does not want idleness among His Christians. But the work of those who know God's grace and favor in Christ is quite different than other work. It's not the begrudging grind of those who only wish to earn what is their right. No, it is the work of those who have been freed from idleness by His grace. Christians work for what is right according to the Lord's goodness. This is the freedom of having a good and gracious master as you do. He calls you into His vineyard not to exploit you, but to share His life with you. He has freed you to work in the confidence that whatever is right, He will give to you. And so you are able then to do whatever is right with no greater reason even than that it is right. See then how this life of faith is also then the only life that yields true love and good works. So behold the goodness of your master. Jesus Christ is your Lord. He has redeemed you, lost, idle, condemned persons, purchased and won you from all sin, from death, from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver or denariuses, but with His holy, precious blood, with His innocent suffering and death. Why? So that you may be His own. Live with Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness and innocence and blessedness, just as He is risen, lives, and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.